Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Andy Jones, worst pain imaginable. What is it? Have you passed a kidney stone?
Nope.
Me neither. I don't know. Have you given birth?
No.
I was born, but I'm...
Yeah, it wasn't that.
I don't remember.
It's not bad for you.
I don't think so. I think I cried. How about stepping on a Lego in the dark?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I know that podcasts aren't like radio.
Yeah.
So we could say whatever we want, but I couldn't say it. Like, I've said some bad things stepping on Legos.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's a pretty bad pain. Yeah. Well, I have a girl, and so we don't have any Legos in our house. And something that I have, it's kind of weird, but always enjoy doing is walking the house in the dark. Like, I just don't turn lights on. So at night, whatever it is, I got to get up, get a drink of water, which is down the stairs. It's like a fun game to me just to do it, to navigate in the pitch black. I don't know. I kind of enjoy it, from counting stairs to sort of like remembering in my brain where things are and trying to figure it out, you know. But one thing's really for certain, your senses are heightened when you don't have your sight, you know, it's like you just pay more attention. I recently, while running, ran with my eyes closed.
Oh,
you know, okay. The trail we run on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was going on was it was very misty. It was like a London mist. And instead of raindrops falling straight down as I'm running, it like all of it is catching on my eyelashes and getting in my eye. It was weird. Like it was really frustrating.
Yeah.
And like I had to squint really hard to just keep going. So I decided I'm going to try closing my eyes. And I wanted to see how many steps I could get. Like, you know, how far could I go without having to open my eyes? It's fairly level. And there is a big cliff on one side. Like, I could fall into the lake.
There is, yeah.
So anyway.
How many did you get?
14. 14 was my number.
14. And then did you try to break that record?
Yeah. Yeah. But then right around 12, 13, 14, I started wobbling. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Body's refusing to go along with this stupid plan. Yeah. But, you know, when you lose one sense, your other senses tend to increase. And last week we were talking about pushing the mute button. Like, if you couldn't hear the words that are being spoken, what is it that your face communicates? What is it that your expression, your body posture communicates? So when we're talking with people, you know, we could say one thing, but our face could be saying something entirely different. You know, we could be saying, I'm sorry, but our face says, I hate you. So just that idea of the mute button on. Well, today I just want to talk a little bit about having the lights out and removing that sense of ability to see, you know, kind of like, what is it that they're saying by their face? It's the opposite look at this whole thing. And then just concentrating on what are the, not just the words, but the tone, the warmth.
Yeah.
I think we need to, you know, in communication, consider what does this sound like? And you know, in Charlie Brown, when the teacher's teaching, you know, that scene and it sounds like wah, 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 wah. Yeah. I love that because it's giving you what the hearer is hearing. Right. Obviously that teacher's probably saying something, but I love and relate with that thought that what you hear is just this sort of jumble of words that doesn't have any meaning to you. So, concentrating on the warmth of your tone, how it sounds. The big thought that I want to give is to smile when you're talking. Actually, they train receptionists to smile when having a conversation with someone on the phone because it does change your tone.
Yeah.
Like it actually makes you sound friendlier, happier when you are physically smiling on the phone. Person on the other line, on the other end of the phone, can't see the smile,
right?
But they can hear it.
Yeah.
So even when the lights are out, it makes a big difference. You can't rely on being seen, but that smile makes all the difference. Interesting, you know, when you send a text message or even an email, and you put a little smiley face at the end of the line, how it changes the tone, doesn't
it? Sure.
You know, one thing could be read as really mean, but then you see, oh, they're joking.
Smiley face.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're good. Phew. Yeah. So when communicating, put a smile on your face, because it changes the tone and makes it much more warm.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.